Macmillan Audio presents The Last Flight of Pokesel West by Daniel Torday. Read for you by Aaron Abano.
For Aaron, Abigail, and Delia. The bomber will always get through. British Conservative leader Stanley Baldwin during a parliamentary debate, 1932. Acknowledgement. Prologue. Before halftime on Super Bowl Sunday, January 1986, my Uncle Pokesel came over. He was just months from reaching the height of his fame and unaware the game was being played. He wasn't technically my uncle either. He was an old friend of the family. For years, he had taught at a prep school in Cambridge, where my grandfather had served as a dean. After a massive heart attack a year after I was born, left my grandfather as much a memory to me as thin morning fog, Uncle Pokesel came to fill the void. That Sunday, he sat down in the living room and, speaking over the game's play-by-play, started a story he could barely clap his gloves free of snow fast enough to tell. A miracle had occurred that afternoon. His neighbor had died a few months back, and though my Uncle Pokesel was consumed with the details of the upcoming publication of his first book, he'd advised the neighbor's sons on the handling of the estate. The neighbor was an obscure literary novelist who'd enjoyed acclaim early and then none. Their father had left nothing more than his immense library and thousands of dollars of debt from a mortgage on a house too far in arrears to sell. Uncle Pokesel had become immoderately involved in figuring a way to help them, though it wasn't clear what expertise they felt he could lend. Decades ago, he'd quit.